Okay, now let's look at the future of America's space program.
Okay,
we've got one more shuttle launch, right?
Yep, that's right. I went to see, I saw it live, the last shuttle launch at last, because I knew there weren't many more coming. It was quite fun to do.
What are we going to do?
Ah, that's a good question, George. I sound befuddled, do I not? And that is a very good description of the befuddlement of our federal government on our space program. There had been a program proposed by George Bush build the Ares rocket and the Orion capsule. The whole program was called Constellation. It was supposed to get us back to a lunar base and eventually beyond. It was costing a great deal of money, and there were many people who had great doubts whether it would ever be finished. The Obama administration, Obama himself, cancel that program, doesn't want it. But he has had very bad trouble negotiating what he wants with Congress. His proposal is that private companies will provide the launch services to NASA to supply International Space Station. And once those companies get going, their capabilities could potentially give us the capability of doing anything we want in deep space. That's at least the idea. And I actually am in favor of that to a great extent. We're in a transition, George, right now, because whether that idea will work or not, we won't really know until some of those companies succeed, and they have to demonstrate that over the next few years. The government itself, its own space program, the Congress wants NASA to build a heavy lift rocket, which would be equivalent to the Ares rocket, and keep building the Orion capsule, which was part of Constellation. But Congress is giving NASA less money and demanding they get it done in less time than they did before, when it was doubtful it could be built for the money and time that they had. So that's very strange, and to my mind, it seems to be a complete waste of money. I mean, I want this to happen, but why spend the money when it ain't going to get you what you want? I think, George, that the future is going to be in these private commercial companies, because if we do get three or four companies capable of putting humans and cargo into orbit, and they're competing for customers while they do that, not just NASA, others, we then have a truly robust industry that can will be making profits and be innovating and will be able to take us farther for less cost.
It seems to be tipping that way too, these private enterprises.
That's what built the country. I mean, we seem to have forgotten this in the last 40 years. Every book I've written has pointed this out. In terms of space exploration, at least, when we went to the moon in the 60s, Kennedy very specifically made that commitment to prove that a free country of private entrepreneurs, not a government program, a government-run centralized authority, but free individuals could build and do something better. That was his goal, but he chose to do it using a government program, and we have been copying that model for the last 40 years to relatively poor success. The shuttle, for example, Nixon proposed it as a way to cut the cost of getting into orbit. Well, it didn't accomplish that by any means. And then Reagan proposed we build a space station, and we not only didn't get that done on time, but we eventually had to link it up with international partners. And then Bush said we should go back to the moon and beyond, but that hasn't happened, and we spent a lot of money for that. Obama, even though he wants private enterprise, he said he wants to go to the asteroids. Well, I personally have doubt that his proposal will happen as he dreams. The presidential government model has not really worked very well. I think we should go back to our roots, which are private enterprise and freedom and individual dreams and creativity.
Robert Seti has, in all essence, has shut down right now search for extraterrestrial intelligence. They've run out of money. To me, it's disappointing. Yes, it's frustrating. I'm not sure the technology they've been using, radio waves, as a way to get and listen in, if there are ETs out there. But I guess it's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting about SETI for a lot of reasons. I think they have had trouble raising money partly because it's very, there's real doubt whether anything they're doing is going to produce any information. It's interesting, when they first started these projects back 30 years ago, it seemed common sense that if we listened to radio waves, we would have picked up the signals, television and radio broadcasts of other alien extraterrestrial civilizations. But if you see how our own civilization is evolving in terms of electronics and broadcast media, we are moving away from using radio technology, and instead we're going to digital, which is completely opaque.
Sure.
in this frequencies. You would not get it when you're on either the cable television or you're using digital technology, the internet, there's nothing being broadcast. So very advanced civilizations might not be broadcasting anything that we could pick up, or very little that we could pick up with things that SETI has done. And I think that's one of the reasons they've had trouble raising money. That's one of the reasons. The other is that any information they do get would be really exciting and profound, but the ability to hold the conversation is absolutely nil. And, you know, waiting 20, 30, 50, even 100 years for an answer to a question is something that kind of is daunting and kind of discourages investment capital for such a project. I think it's actually more exciting when private capital gets into building rockets and spaceships, because then, George, we have the potential of actually starting to, as humans, explore with our own hands the solar system, and that'll give us the ability someday to actually go beyond the solar system and explore the stars, and I think that's how we're going to make contact eventually.
Robert, here you are. You're a space historian, yet our space ventures haven't been that exciting lately. I mean, we're doing some things because of technology, landing on asteroids and doing some things, but really, you know, we just don't have that excitement like we used to. As a space historian, is it difficult for you to really look at our space program and say, I'm happy with this, I'm not happy with this?
George, I have been unhappy with our space program since about sometime in early 70s, after the landings on the moon. And I've been unhappy because I was raised in the 60s, very clearly saw the advantages of a free society and not waiting for the government to do things. And we have been depending on the government for 40, 50 plus years. And every time we have done so, it has not worked well. Sometimes we stuck with it and get things built, such as the shuttle and the space station. But more times than not, it's been like Constellation, where one president proposes something, and then the next president comes along and says, no, I want to do my project. And so what's been spent money on gets all thrown away, and they start over again. And when you keep doing that over and over again, all you do is waste a lot of money on blueprints. And we have, as a nation, with taxpayer dollars, wasted a lot of money on blueprints for the last 50 years. And NASA itself has had almost a half a dozen shuttle replacement projects since the 70s, since the 80s, where they had the shuttle, but they wanted to go to their next generation, and they made a proposal, and they built for a few years, and then it got canceled because another president came along, and then they made a new proposal, and then they built it for a few years, or they at least designed it for a few years, and then a new president comes along. So I have absolutely not been happy with our manned program.